Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Special class. It was requested by one of our students that we do this class on gardening, a gardening roundtable. So we have Rich Eben with us and Kathy and Gwyneth, and I'll be with you as well, and we'll be talking about gardening and what we do and how to do it. Class, the jig is up. Another way of saying it is the jig is over. That means that something has run its course. It's time to stop doing whatever you're doing and do things differently. Sometimes it's referred to as the gig is up. Well, the gig is usually a missaying, or it used to be a missaying of the jig is up. But now those two terms are almost synonymous. So what does it mean? It means that it's run its course, the party's over, and it's time for you to take care of you and your family. You know that food prices are escalating regardless of what the numbers that the government is saying. You know, they're pre-announcing a 7.5% inflation rate this, well, for last month or the month before. It's ridiculous. That number's way off. Food prices are increasing, and it is your job to start your garden and provide the food for you and your family. Rich Eben, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. And since you brought that up, I want to mention a couple articles on why we need to have this conversation. And welcome to everybody on board on this Tuesday. But I'll just touch off with what you just mentioned. Food inflation has now reached 12.6% per month. Corporate media blames Putin and not money printing. Another article here, Democrats plan to force Americans to drive electric vehicles just got more expensive. And a coinciding article here, solar power set to skyrocket in cost thanks to failing supply chains. And another article, former Obama DHS head warns of major influx of 18,000 illegal immigrants per day. You think that's going to put pressure on jobs and food? Wait. Next, U.S. government diagnosing chickens with bird flu using fraudulent PCR tests and then slaughtering them, murdering them. And the last one is planned starvation. If that doesn't get your attention, nothing will. Grain deliveries by mail. By rail, pardon me, to be partially halted, devastating dairy herds and meat operations nationwide. And, of course, study links Monsanto Roundup to celiac and other autoimmune diseases. And I have a very long list from stomach and bowel problems to ulcers, indigestion, lethargy, depression, renal failure, Alzheimer's, autism, endocrine disruption, all from glyphosate. And I can be very, very lengthy here. But keep in mind, gardening and eating fresh produce builds your immune system. Inflammation, circulation, allergies, infections, detoxification, cancer and tumors. We've talked about that with Dr. Norm Shealy many times and how we need to balance our life with good nutrition. And think about about it from a teaching standpoint, whether you have kids, whether you have grandkids. I give a lot of tours here on the farm. And, you know, what are we teaching our kids? To push buttons, manage paper, be politically correct, social and political indoctrination. If you had a garden, it really is a lifestyle. It's what I call recreational necessity. So if we go back to the old 19th century skills and relearn them that we've all forgotten, or most of us have, and dovetail those with 21st century technology, with especially with all the cancer and the food-like products out there, the fat-free, the MSG, the aspartame, all these artificial additives and sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup, most of this stuff is designed to be addictive. I mean, propylene glycol is in a lot of our foods that we buy today, and it's basically an additive, and it's used as an antifreeze. And I have one acronym that I've talked about before quite a few times called SARP, Synthetic Artificial Refined and Processed. If we could try to eliminate, and it's almost impossible, but greatly reduce those four things, and think about the immune stimulant phase instead of the immune suppressant phase, you know, like the garlic, the onions, the cayenne peppers, horseradish, ginger, cabbage, family, asparagus. These are all major immune stimulants. And the benefits of gardening, especially if you use open pollinated and heirloom seeds, is tremendous. And just keep in mind, a lot of the psyops that comes from the certain corporations like the Monsantos, they have voted the Monsanto shareholders, and I've mentioned this on the air many times when we're talking about this, 96% of these shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. So to be able to have this skill set of gardening and the fun that we don't talk about often enough that goes with it is so important. Vince?
Absolutely. Let me welcome Kathy and then Gwyneth. Let's see. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me, and soon to be Gwyneth.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody today?
really well. So, Kathy, what are the topics, just a list of topics that you plan to talk about in today's roundtable for 2 hours?
Well, I'd like to talk about raspberries. I'd like to talk about, like, lettuce, kale, spinach, and like Rich, I want to talk about the value of what we're doing. And Vince, you brought up a point on Monday, which I think bears repeating when you get a moment. Can you repeat your soil test that you do yourself that people need to, you know, that was very, that was a very good tip. So, but that's okay. What I'm going to focus on.
Okay, let me put you on hold. And we'll bring Gwyneth in. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You all are so polite. Gwyneth, we're real well. What are the topics that you'll be talking about today?
Okay, I would like to discuss beans and pumpkins. And because you were talking about getting children interested in gardening. And I can think of no better plant to get a child interested in gardening than your everyday, ordinary garden variety bean, whether it's a broad bean or whether it's a Phaseolus bulgaris type garden bean, you know, borlotties or, you know, butter beans or some other type of bean. They're great, and I love them. You know, and
okay.
Also pumpkins as well, and they're so easy to grow. And if I could ask everybody else on the round table, what is your garden zone? My zone here is 9A, and we are in the autumn here at the moment. So, you know, and the weather is dry. We're waiting for it to rain. But it has cooled off considerably since summer, and the humidity is increasing. And you know, but we're just waiting for it to rain. We're just going to do. So, you know, I would like to ask everybody else what zone they're in and what the weather is like at their place at the moment.
Okay. Rich, what is your garden zone?
Well, believe it or not, here in northwest Montana, we have like three zones. If you look at the garden zone table, we kind of overlap. And then, so to answer that with specificity is kind of difficult because we have here in the mountains what's called microclimates. You know, we have ridges, we have valleys, we have frost pockets, we have, you know, moving water. Water can also make an area a little warmer. So to really pinpoint a zone is difficult. And how I get around that, Gwyneth, is a lot of my vegetables that are questionable for what I call warm weather vegetables, if it's any question, I will stick them in my greenhouse. So that's tomatoes, that's peppers.
Yes.
That's, I've even put green beans in there before. So squashes, all that stuff goes into my greenhouses, and then my cold weather crops, like all of my cabbage families, all of my root crops go outside. And right now I've been picking spinach here in northwest Montana since end of March. Vince?
Wow.
Yeah, and our garden, our USDA zone, is between 6 and 7. So... And, class, if you want to know what your zone is, you just type in your state, and you can abbreviate it with two letters, comma, garden zone, okay? And you'll find your zone, and that'll tell you roughly the temperature. And then when you go to buy seeds or look at plants, you will see which zones those plants thrive and can tolerate. Because if your area is too cold, those crops just flat out won't grow. So in terms of precipitation, it's been raining here. The grass is lush and it's starting to grow. It's green. It's wonderful. It just looks great. But what's happened is we've had some chemical spraying, which seems to obviously change the weather pattern. So Rich is absolutely right. There are multiple zones. And our zones, really, if you type in MO for Missouri, comma, garden zone, you'll find that Missouri is zone 5 through zone 7. That's and each zone is a 10-degree difference in average temperature. So you need to find out what your zone is for outdoor plants. And we're going to talk about how to build a greenhouse. So let me put Gwyneth on hold for just a second. We'll go back to Kathy, find out what zone she is in. Kathy, what zone are you in Ohio?
Well, I'm in northwest Ohio, so I'm zone 5.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go a little farther south in Ohio, it's much like southern Ohio. Just think like Kentucky. It's nicer and warmer. Even Columbus is a different. It's a little warmer. But we have like the lake effect from Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's, but we're 5.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going into a commercial break. Let's start with this. Rich has a fabulous, fabulous plan/tip/design for an inexpensive greenhouse. And our son and I went out in the backyard yesterday with Mrs. Finelli, and we're going to build one. And it's really easy. And we're going to use materials that we have right here on the farm, believe it or not. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vince.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, gardening roundtable. Rich, you have a great design for building an inexpensive greenhouse using cattle panels. Can you describe what they are, how you built it, roughly what it costs, and does it actually work?
Yes, and first let me be chronologically correct here, Vince. Before you start your greenhouse, I really recommend you build your raised beds prior. Raised beds are important for any climate, especially colder climates like Montana, because they warm the temperature of the soil sooner and it'll keep the warmer temperature in the soil into the fall. And especially for the spring benefits, it makes the germination and root growth a lot more productive. So you're going to get a lot of benefits beyond increased soil temperature. It's also going to retain moisture and nutrients. And the nutrients that you put in your garden and your raised beds is not going to leach out. That's going to give you larger quantities of produce. And next, I want to talk real briefly about everything organic. Before you start gardening, folks, what you need to do, you know, I have goats, I have chickens, so all the chicken and goat poop goes into the compost pile. Everything that is organic, eggshells, banana peels, coffee grounds, tomato stems, radish tops, everything goes into the compost pile. It's very important. Now, going specifically talking about the greenhouse, most of you are probably used to polycarbonate siding attached to a stick frame, and they work well, but they're also a lot more expensive. So what we did is we used cattle panels. Actually, my girlfriend came up with the idea because the wind was blowing the structure of this cheap greenhouse that I built. I call it my jalopy. So she said, why don't we connect two 16-foot cattle panels, and I have rebar pounded into the ground. You can also use metal T-posts for like a structure base to tie the rebar to. And then I would put two pieces of rebar over a ridge pole. Just it could be a two by anything, okay? And I would put a little wire. You don't need a lot of wire because wire has memory. And I attached the two, like an upside down U, two 16-foot cattle panels, so I would have a lot of overlap on each side of the ridge pole for extra structure. And then I put UV-treated plastic over that. And I built a 40-foot greenhouse for $500. Now, I've had this greenhouse. I got to have a disclaimer here. I have had this greenhouse for, I've been living on this property about a little over 16 years. So that's how long I've had it, because that was one of the first things that I built. So my recommendation is to use cattle panels, put something in the ground like metal T-posts or rebar, and then you build your ends with a door on each side. Now, I gotta tell you, it's really important to use heirloom and open pollinated seeds. And secondarily, a lot of people make a mistake when they build greenhouses. They make their openings, whether it be the door or anything, too small, especially in polycarbonate. And then the pollinators slash insects don't get in as often as they should to pollinate your flowers to give you fruit, to give you produce. So I always recommend for everybody, especially when you live in a cold area like a Montana, where you need every day that needs to count for your germination, for your pollination, for fruit production, is to have a little paintbrush and go from flower to flower. Some people use toothpicks. Anything of that small size will work. And you go from the male flower to the female flower and back and forth and back and forth, and it works great. I went to, I was up in Banff, years ago, before they closed the border. And I live really close to the Canadian border. And long story short, they had these beautiful greenhouses. And I remember saying this on the air, Vince, you might remember. They had these gorgeous 6-7 foot tomato plants full of flowers, but there was no fruit on them because they had everything closed and the pollinators couldn't get in. So you got to think of every stage chronologically and the benefits of how you're going to reap the benefits of the fruit. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Menlo, Iowa later today and is expected to announce his steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline or ethanol gasoline. It should be noted, ethanol gasoline burns dirtier and creates more ozone or smog in the atmosphere. As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other Monday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The Windows 11 taskbar is staying locked in place on the next Windows operating system, at least for the time being. While many have complained about the inability to move the taskbar on Windows 11, the company does not plan to give people the option to reposition it anytime soon. Windows Core Experiences at Microsoft recently announced the reason the taskbar is not adjustable, and the argument that moving the UI element would be a large undertaking. WCE also said the fact that the feature is not in high demand is another reason. President Biden on Monday announced a new measure to expand the definition of a firearm to include ghost guns. Those are guns made with 3D printer technology.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies. They were given the money, they can do it. Spend it.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You
got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us. Kathy's with us. Rich is with us. We're talking about gardening. And cattle panels. Class, cattle panels are typically 16 feet long and about 52 inches high. And they're a welded wire with a grid, and they're heavy. They will, if you put three T-posts, these green posts, and you pound them into the ground, three of them will stand up a cattle panel. Okay, it can still move, but three of them will stand it horizontally. Cattle panels are different from hog panels, and that's different from horse panels. So we're talking about cattle panels. That's going to be your best value. The other ones are going to be more expensive. Okay. They weigh about 40 pounds, 42 pounds apiece. So they're quite substantial. And they cost currently about $45 each. The last time I bought them, they were about $18.50. The time I bought them before that, a couple of years before that, they're about $13. So they keep going up. And I believe Rich mentioned that his greenhouse is 40 feet long. So what you do, class, is you take a cattle panel, and you can lie it on the ground, and then you can raise up the center of it so that it forms an upside-down U, as Rich said. And then you can have support that upside-down U from trying to lay flat, because it's going to want to try to lay flat. You can prevent that by pounding in some T-posts. Another way you can do it is you can build a frame. You can figure out the dimensions that you want your greenhouse to be. And we took a cattle panel outside, and we turned it upside down, and we found out that if you have about roughly 6 feet width of your greenhouse, so your greenhouse is going to be from side to side 6 feet, and you take that cattle panel that's 16 feet long, and you just form an upside down U with that inside a frame that's like 6 feet wide, you're going to have an overhead height of about 6.5 feet at the peak of the upside down U. That's enough to walk around in. And Rich said, and then you, of course, you can overlap them a couple inches if you'd like. And the way we're going to do it is very similar to what Rich said. We're going to build a frame on the ground, and we're going to use rough sawn oak. It'll probably be 2 inches thick by, it'll be a 2x6, and however long is the best value. So that might be 8 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet. And we'll probably build this thing about 16 feet long. Not quite as long as Rich's. And it will cost $40 per cattle panel, which we already have. The lumber we already have. And we'll put some rebar, pound some rebar in the ground to keep the base from expanding outward. And then we will use U-nails to attach the base of the cattle panels to the inside of the frame that we make, which will be about 6 feet wide and we'll say 16, 20 feet long. I'm not sure exactly how long we're going to make it. And you can overlap the cattle panels a few inches and wire them together. And be careful that you bend the wire that you tie the cattle panels with so that you don't cut yourself on the inside. And you don't want the wire sticking up from the outside because you'll shred the clear plastic that you put over it. And Rich had the most important point I've ever heard about greenhouses, and that's the doors. Door on either side, or both sides, and they need to be big enough so that the bees and the pollinators can get in there and do the heavy lifting for you. All of the greenhouses that I've seen that are these kits don't seem to have enough ventilation and don't seem to have an area of sufficient square footage to let the bees in to do the heavy lifting. Rich, is that correct?
Yeah, and what I also do, because, you know, the commercial came in, I didn't have time to finish everything, I also have it where I can roll up the side. So I put a lath across midway up the greenhouse so it basically keeps the plastic. And when we say plastic, and keep in mind, I've said this before, and I'm going to be redundant on this, it's got to be UV-treated plastic, or else it will not last, okay? The sun will deteriorate it. So I roll up the bottoms, and I lift, and I have it tied up during the portion of the year when I have no frost, so I let more pollinators come in as well. Okay, I want to be clear. And since I got the microphone, I want to mention three important things to the class, okay? Get a pencil and paper, class. I want to give you a list of three different sources to buy open pollinated / heirloom seeds. It means the same thing, okay? You don't want to buy a Monsanto seed, and I have a very long list. I put it in the book about all the companies that these people own in order to make sure that you can't reuse that vegetable or that seed for future propagation. Okay, here we go. One is called Seeds of Chains. Seeds of Change. www.seedsofchange.com. The second one is Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, and that is www.rareseeds.com. Rareseeds.com. That's the one that we use most of the time, okay? And the third one I have is Native Seeds Search. That's www.nativeseeds.org. Okay, Vince, go ahead.
Okay, I know Jerry Gettle, and he is the owner of Baker Creek Seeds. And by the way, it's just like 20 miles down the road from us, maybe 25. And I've been there. And so, yes, and his business is expanding with the number of varieties and types of seeds that he sells. Okay, so back to the greenhouse. Simple to build, and Rich, I believe you said 40 feet long. So 40 feet would be at least 10 cattle panels, but you overlap them. So how far do you overlap on the sides of the cattle panels to form the upside-down U?
I overlap quite a bit. The width on my greenhouse is probably about 12 feet, and I have one good size, well, 10 feet, one good size raised bed in the middle, and I have some raised beds on one edge. So when they overlap over the ridgepole, I get probably, 4 feet, I'm guessing, shooting from the hip here, 4 feet of cattle panel on each side of the ridgepole from both panels. I will put two panels on top of each other, so I have the cattle panel width going the whole length of the 40-foot greenhouse. Does that make sense?
So if I understand you correctly, you didn't do it the way that we plan to do it. We plan to take one cattle panel and make an upside-down U. Six feet.
To me, I'm 6 feet tall, uh-huh, and I want to be able to walk upright in the majority of my greenhouse, middle by the
ridge.
It wide. And I had grapes in there for years, and we literally just got rid of the grapes because we were just getting tired of grapes. we can grow so much stuff in there here in Montana. And I grow a tomato that's an heirloom tomato, and it takes an extra probably 20 days of growing days in order to get this fruit to bear. And it's called a Brandywine. It's one of the longest tomatoes out there. I pretty much stick to the old heirloom varieties. And the tomato gets... So I've had tomatoes, many of them, bigger than my fist. A lot bigger. And so it's a delicious tomato. I love eating tomato sandwiches in the summer. And I want to mention one quick thing that's part of the chronological correctness of gardening. Folks, when you germinate your seeds, I have a solarium, and I also germinate them by my wood stove because they germinate very well with heat. And they actually prefer heat over sunlight, but once they pop out the little heads out of the ground, that's when sunlight is a real benefit. But, of course, you need warmth as well. Make sure you harden your vegetables on your warm weather crops and even cold weather crops. So, in other words, when you get them, before you put them in the ground, this is very important, especially in cold climates like Montana. It's very important to put them out for at least 7 to 10 days outside after the frost subsides early in the morning, and just let them be outside and put them in at night before it freezes, if it is going to freeze. And if it's not going to freeze that night because you have cloud cover and you've checked your forecast and you're sure it's not going to freeze, leave them out all night. And hardening your vegetables is going to save you a lot of headache, because so many people, they are so meticulous, in bringing up their vegetables. They transplant it from one pot to the bigger pot, and then they put it outside, and then the first even close to a frost kills the plant. So you have to harden them. As I know I deviated off of greenhouses, but that's a very important point. Vince?
Very, very well said. Let me bring Gwyneth in, and let's see what Gwyneth's thoughts are, and then Kathy. Gwyneth?
Hi, that's a very interesting discussion about the greenhouses. And, you know, here in Australia, we have a different problem rather than cold. We have the problem of heat and sun. There's so much of it. And this is a problem that would be in a lot of American places as well, like Arizona and New Mexico and California and, you know, southern Texas and Florida as well. And, you know, very, very hot climates. And that design could be adapted by putting shade cloth across the top of the hoop, and maybe have a design, which a lot of people in Australia have a design, because in some areas of Australia you do have snow on the ground in the winter, surprisingly. People don't think of Australia as being that cold, but up in the mountains we don't have much snow, not feet and feet and feet of snow. But there might be 12 or 18 inches of snow on the ground in some places in Australia, up in the mountains. And so they put the plastic across, and then at the top they have a layer of shade cloth where they can reef the shade cloth up, you know, on the battens, like Rich was saying about how he has them on battens at the bottom, where you can roll them up and let the pollinators in the air in. Except in Australia, we roll them right, have it as shake off, roll them right up to the top of the greenhouse, and can tie them up.
Very well said. When we come back, Kathy can weigh in when we come back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gardening Roundtable today. Kathy, you're up. Your thoughts, and then I can address your question about soil testing.
Okay, I love the idea of the greenhouse and the shade cloth, both really great. We have a nursery by us, a greenhouse, and every year they put out these big, they roll them up, these big plastic, the UV plastics, and people can take it for free. So last year I wrestled one into my car and got it home. Because I figured if I wanted to, start out on a smaller scale or to use it even for protection. But that's something for people to look into. And I really like the idea that Rich talked about making sure you harden off your vegetables. I used to work in a outdoor nursery and people would come in the first nice day, kind of like if it's in the 60s or low 70s. And they come in by flats of tomatoes and peppers and all your hot weather vegetables. And I'd say, now, don't plant it before the frost date. And they would plant it and come in like 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later. And then they'd have to buy more because they just don't like the cold soil. Now, our frost date is May 15th. And I always wait until the ground is warm and it's going to be warm. Very seldom do I get them in at that date, the hot weather vegetables, because it's just too cold and they don't like it. So they'll just like not do well or just sit there. So I just wait until the third or fourth week of May. And my test is I look at the weather, but I just dig into the soil to see how cold it is. If it's still pretty cold, then I'll just wait until we get like a warm spell.
Okay. Anything else you want to share? Or do you want me to talk about soil test?
No, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. So, class, there's a pH range that that relates to the acidity or the alkalinity of just about everything. And plants really like to be somewhere around neutral. Some like a little alkaline, some like a little bit acidic. But right, the range of pH is 0 to 14. Zero is really, really acidic. 14, the top of the scale, is really alkaline. So lye that you would used to clean drains with would be really alkaline. It's caustic. It can burn you. It can kill plants, too. And acid like nitric acid, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, they can be really powerful acids and strong acids as well. So you don't want to be zero, and you certainly don't want to be 14. You want to be at 7, somewhere around 7, for most purposes. So if you were to test the pH of distilled water, just pure water, nothing in it, it would be 7 on the 0 to 14 pH scale. So what I do is I take a soil sample of the soil in the garden, and I take a bunch of samples. You can take a spoon, and you can get some soil from the top, the middle, and the bottom depths that you're planting from several locations. And you can put that in a plastic bucket that's clean. Nothing has been used, no residue in that plastic bucket, because that'll alter the pH. So you make sure the bucket's been clean and rinsed out, and then you wipe it out and add several spoons of soil from different locations, top, middle, and bottom depths of your garden, and you mix it up. And then you add some distilled water, and then you stir it around. And then you can take the test strips that you've already purchased, the pH test strips, and stick that in to the soil distilled water mixture, and there's a chart that you would read to tell you what the pH is of that soil with the distilled water. Now, the distilled water is going to be at 7, neutral anyway, okay? So that's not going to alter the pH reading. And the reason that you want the top, the middle, and the bottom layers of the soil is so you get an average, okay? And you can put the test strip in, and it will change colors. There's a chart that comes with the test strips, and you hold the test strip up against the chart. Now, you don't put your fingers on the part that you test, because that will alter the results. You want to hold that little piece of test strip, and it might be a quarter of an inch wide by 2 inches long. So you want to hold it on the far end and put the near end into the water-soil mixture that you want to test the pH of. Let it sit for about a minute, and then hold it up to the chart, and the color of the test strip will line up with one of the colors on this chart, and you'll know the pH. And then you'll know whether you need to add something to reduce the acidity of the soil or increase the acidity of the soil. But typically, lime is what you're going to use to reduce the acidity. That's what we do, and it works really, really well. So you need to know where you're starting, because if your plants don't like to live in the soil that you're providing, they're not going to grow worth a darn. We'll be right back with Gwyneth, Kathy, and Rich.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.